Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Ringside Report MMA. Tonight on the show, we're previewing UFC Vegas. Till versus Brunson. Joe Rogan in some controversy with COVID and the media. And AJ, very excited tonight. Let's go. Whoa. Hey. Hey. Guys, new intro.
Yo, VIP, what's up? That was nice.
Yeah. How you doing?
You sound so enthusiastic, man.
Yeah, that's good. How you doing, Fred?
Fred, are you okay there, man?
I'm doing great. I was going to say AJ's always excited, but AJ needs to put his mic closer to his mouth, I think.
Good call.
How's that?
Much better.
Good call, Freddy.
Good call.
How's that?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. It's the Ringside Report Network. It's MMA stuff. We're here. It's nothing going on here, guys. I'm like not
MMA.
I don't know.
What's up, man? You're going on vacation? You should be all pumped, man. And don't forget tonight, as you saw, man. You know what this means?
Yeah, I was going.
You know what this means?
You guys are. What's happening? What's so orange? Orange Cassidy?
Jake Paul, man.
You guys are excited? Jake Paul.
It's all about Jake Paul, man.
Well, we'll talk about Jake Paul. We'll talk about Tyron Woodley. We'll talk about UFC Vegas. Brunson versus Till coming up on Sunday. Saturday.
No, no, no.
Saturday.
Orange Julep, man.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to Orange Julep after the show, AJ? Are we meeting up,
man,
after the show? I have to talk to you now like this over the internet, and then I have to go talk to you in person and hear all the stuff you're going to say to me?
Listen, man, right after the show, we're going to Orange Julep like we said last week. G-Mac's going to meet us there. Maybe Angelo.
Is G-Mac meeting us there?
Thursday night.
Is he, though?
G-Mac has lots of free time. He's going to get out of his hot tub with the ladies. He's going to put on his leopard skin robe, and he's going to make his way, for sure. G-Mac never says no. What a way to start your vacation, man. Think about it. Me, G-Mac, Freddie, you know he's not coming.
Nope.
Angelo, man. Who knows who else will meet us there? Be anybody, bud.
I'm going on vacation for a couple
Dave's
of weeks.
Convinced.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. We'll be off for a couple of weeks. We'll be off next Thursday and then the Thursday after. We'll be back here on the 23rd of September. We're taking 2 weeks off. I'm going on vacation. And on the 23rd of September, that's when Ringside Report MMA will be back. And we'll preview UFC 266 on that night. UFC 266 is the next UFC pay-per-view. So that'll be a busy week. When we come back for the 23rd, we'll not only preview the UFC pay-per-view, we'll also do the watch-along on that Saturday. Nick Diaz versus Robbie Lawler on that card. Should be fun. Yeah, Fred?
Dave, I got a question for you. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I remember ranting that the cards were awful.
Yeah.
Until this pay-per-view. And then you told me about one card, but which one was it? Because all
this
these
one.
Cards suck, man.
This
I'm
one.
Sorry.
It's this one this weekend.
This upcoming one?
Yeah, but we lost Gustafsson versus Paul Craig was supposed to be on this.
Okay.
It was, you know, if you add Alexander Gustafsson versus Paul Craig to this card, it's not bad. You Derek Brunson, Darren Till, and then Gustafsson Craig, that's a good main co-main.
Also, Ozdemir Ankalaev was supposed to be there.
Yes. What happened to Magomed? Why is he not fighting?
I don't know, man, because I was going, man, you sold me on one of these cards, and then I'm looking at them, and I'm like, there's nothing, man. What's happening, man?
No, you're right. Two big
Listen,
fights
man,
dropped out of this card.
They could be all COVID-related, man.
Well, I think it was because...
Like, one of them was COVID.
No, I don't think the Ozdemir Magomed fight was COVID. I don't know.
None of them were
Yeah,
COVID.
I don't think...
Gustafsson
had an injury,
and
yeah.
The other one is unknown.
Yeah, I think what happened was this card was supposed to be in London, and then they had to move it to Vegas, so there was some visa issues with some people. I don't know. There was a lot of confusion with this card.
You're right.
But there were two fights that were going to be really good on this card. Magomed Ankalaev, who's the future of the light heavyweight division, taking on Volkan Ozdemir, a former top challenger, a guy who fought for the belt. And then Alexander Gustafsson, who also fought for the belt, against one of the top new guys at light heavyweight, Paul Craig, who's a great jiu-jitsu guy who would have been a lot of fun to watch. So those two fights dropping out, you know, hurt this card in a big way. Derek Brunson, Darren Till
still,
is still
man.
The main event. Yeah, no, AJ, don't tell me, but still. Don't give me
that.
That'll
be a good fight.
I mean, whatever. Darren Till, Derek Brunson is a good fight, but Fred is right. The Magomed Ankalaev, Ozdemir, and then the Gustafsson, Paul Craig cancellations. They hurt this card in a major way. Of course, there are some good fights on this card. You got some Montreal prospects. Charles Air Jourdain is on this card. You got Marc-Andre Barrio, the power bar, also on this card. So some great Canadian talent, some Quebec talent. But Fred is right. As far as the marquee value, big names that the world would know about, the Gustafsons, the Ozdemirs, you know, those guys fought for world championships. You know, Gustafsson fought John Jones twice, losing him from the card. It definitely hurts the card. It hurts. And it makes it less appealing.
That light heavyweight division is looking incredible, man. With Ankalaev, Paul Craig, Prochaska. Who else? I'm missing some other young guys, man. That division is getting very good.
Yeah. It's a really good division, 205. It's fun.
I'm looking forward to this card.
Yeah, whatever, AJ. You're looking forward to every card that's ever existed in the history of fights.
No. We always say that about every card that comes out. And it's like, oh, it's not going to be great. And they've all been great. I mean, I'm looking forward to it a little bit more because of our Montrealers that are going to be fighting there, Charles Jourdain and Marc-André Barrio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because I know these guys, and it makes it more exciting for me to watch this card. Maybe, like you're saying, to the outside, it's like, oh, it looks like not that great of a card. But, man, I mean, look, when Darren Till fights, he puts on a show. So as a main event fight, I think it's going to deliver. And we know that Brunson is coming out, and he's going to deliver. I mean, the rest of the card, I mean, we've got Modestas. Modestas always brings us, like, grief, but he's on that. And we've got Paddy Pimblett, who's, like, a big up-and-comer that's coming into this fight, man. And that should be exciting. If he delivers the way the hype about him is, it'll be an interesting fight. I think it's going to be a good card. I think it's going to be an exciting card and more exciting, like I said, for us because they're Montrealers fighting.
All right.
That's it, man. That's my 2 cents. You can take it. Take it to the bank.
Well, you can be as excited as you want, and Fred and I can feel how we feel.
You take 2 cents to the bank? Will they accept it?
Probably not.
Not anymore, in fact. They probably
AJ knows,
they don't take pennies anymore, which is
as we've talked about on prior.
To bring in.
Yeah, as we've talked about on previous shows, AJ is still one of the few guys who goes to the bank to pay bills and do all his banking. I don't even think he's got an ATM card. He's still got one of those booklets.
I actually do have a booklet.
Because you're an old guy.
I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
No. That's why.
Because you don't know how to do anything online. You don't know how to bank online. That's why. That's why you do it.
No. It's not only about that. It's about keeping people employed. I tell you that all the time. And my free coffees and my espressos and the chit-chat. And cookies come out for me sometimes. People come around. They give me gifts. Sometimes I got a basil plant once. I got a key holder. I mean, where do you get that when you go to the ATM machine or do it online? You don't get that service. I'm getting basil plants and
when
coffee.
You say
what more do you want in life?
Key holder, you mean a keychain?
Yeah, keychain, a key holder thing. Whatever.
Key
holder. Exactly.
I never heard it referred
to lanyard,
as a key holder. Yeah, keychain.
Do you want one? I got a few of them.
I don't want your freebie bank keychains. I mean, what the fuck? Why would I want that? Why? I'll take it to throw it in your face. What are you talking about? Ridiculous.
What? What's with the violence, man?
Oh, you're being crazy.
You're
out of control. Fred and I are not having it tonight,
listen,
all right? Freddie and I are not having it.
Freddie's full of energy tonight. I can feel it, man. I can feel Freddie's energy. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, Freddie, how's your little guy? Because Freddie wasn't here last week, and we said that on the show, you know? That's it, man. It's a tough...
Pneumonia? Is that in English?
Yeah, that's...
Pneumonia?
Yeah.
Anyways, he's doing much better, man.
He's good?
Antibiotics.
Thank God, man.
Yeah. Still
he's on antibiotics, eh?
He's doing much better.
Huh? Huh?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my
Something
God.
Pink.
All right. Marc-Andre Barrio is fighting Dalcha Lunjambula. Cool.
Lunjambula.
He's from Congo. His name is Dalcha Lunjambula, and he's fighting Marc-Andre Barrio on the prelims. Second fight of the night. Oh, this guy fought Ankalaev.
He's a tough dude, man.
He got front kicked in the face. Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, man, but
Lunjambula.
He's not bad. He was Look, he was a former EFC title holder, both in light heavyweight and heavyweight. I mean, this guy comes from a heavier division than what obviously Marc-André Barriot's fought. But as we know, Marc-André Barriot, man, he is solid. He is tough. He's obviously a very underrated fighter still in the UFC. But man, if he can deliver, man, and most of his fights do deliver, they're exciting. That's one thing with this guy. He brings out an exciting fight. Let's see how he does. I think he's got the edge on this fight, but we'll see on Saturday night.
I'm going
He's
with
12 and 4,
Barrio.
man.
I got to go with Barrio. He is
Yeah.
the favorite right now. Going into the fight, Marc-André Barrio, I'll give you the odds here, courtesy of Bet99. Go to Bet99.com, bet with us, and use that promo code ringside when you do to get a matching deposit bonus of up to $600. Bet99.com, use that promo code ringside. Barrio -172, the favorite.
You know what? That could be even like, a lock of the night, man. Because if you look at like the striking capabilities of Lunjumbula, I mean, the guy is flat, man. And if you look at like Barrio, man, he's ended nine fights like by knockout. Like the guy is,
I mean, this
when
guy
it comes
still
to
went
like
three
striking
rounds with
power.
Ankalaev.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be a tough fight.
I don't
Marc-André
know.
Barrio is gonna open up, man,
I
like
look.
the 4th of July. I can see it.
Yeah.
Look, I hope Marc-André Barrio wins. Local guy. Wish him the best luck. But let's not act as if like the guy's like 1-3-1 in the UFC. You know, he's so I'm a little bit surprised by those odds. Look, if I were the betting man, I wouldn't put the money on the guy that's -170 that is 1-3 in the UFC. You know, that's just what I'm gonna say. If I had to put money, I'd probably put the money on the other guy. But hey, I'm gonna pick Barrio. I want to be a good local supporter. Want to
Yeah.
be able to walk the streets of Montreal.
Correct. Fred, I'm with you, man. I think AJ is a little bold in saying that Barrio is a lock of the night. My allegiance doesn't go to any country or province or people or anything. My allegiance is to the Ringside Report Network to tell you what I really feel. I'm not here going to be a homer
Exactly.
to
Feel
tell you
that,
some
man. What do you want me to
bullshit.
say?
I'm not
It's
going
not
to
like
tell you
my
that if
don't
he
bet
beat
Barrio minus
AJ, why you
170.
AJ, why are you jumping all over me when I'm speaking the truth? I'm not here to lie to you and to give you the homer's perspective. I agree with Fred. I would like to see Barrio do well. He is a local talent, and I wish him all the best, and I want to see him successful. However, I'm not going to give Lunjumbula absolutely no credit. AJ's saying he's flat on his feet with no punching power. You know, he knocked out several guys in his career. Like, he's obviously very big, very strong, has won several fights by knockout. He's got an 11-2 record. He's 2-1 in the UFC, and the only guy that's beat him is Magomed Ankalaev, the guy that I've pegged as a future world champion. And Ankalaev, as Fred pointed out, had to go to the third round to front kick him in the face and knock him out. Now, does that mean that Lunjumbula is going to win this fight? You know, no. But, you know, let's be clear here. This is a guy who fought at 205 pounds and went 2.5 rounds with a future world champion. Now he's fighting at 185 pounds against Marc-André Barrio, who is 1-3 in the UFC. I mean, those are the facts, and Marc-André is the favorite. I am picking Marc-André to win. I'm believing in Marc-André. I'm going to pick him to win, but you know, we'll give you our parlays and we'll let you know if he's on the parlay or not. Maybe
Yeah,
he'll be on
I
AJ's
got
parlay.
Dalcha in my parlay.
Oh, that's mean though, Fred. I'm not going to pick the other guy. I'm not going to pick the other guy because I'm not mean like that. I'm not going to say, "Oh, Lunjumbula is going to win." I'm not heartless like Fred, but I am going to say, "Be careful betting on Barrio. If you want to bet on Barrio, do it. Be prudent." I wouldn't bet on Lunjumbula. I think Barrio is the favorite for a reason. I think he pulls it out by decision, but you know, it's a tough fight and it could definitely go either way. I don't like betting on fights that could go either way. Last week I gave you Brian Battle as my lock of the night. I don't know if I have a lock of the night. We're gonna keep looking at this card and we'll see. But last week I gave you actually two locks, Brian Battle and Andre Petroski, and they both came through pretty nicely there. I don't know if I have a lock of the night here. AJ's going to say lock of the night because he'll say that every week. But when I say lock, I mean lock. I mean bet it, lock it in. time to make money on Team Dave. AJ, when he says lock of the night, he's like, I really like this guy, and maybe if he hears this, he'll like me, and then he'll say, AJ, you're a cool guy. You might follow me on Twitter. Oh.
What?
AJ's getting mad now. Look at him. What's the matter, AJ? Now you're in a bad mood.
See you at Orange Julep, Dave. I'm not me in a
bad
mood.
If I show up.
What are you talking about? Don't pull that fast one, Dave. Don't do that kind of stuff.
I do that kind of stuff.
You know, like those dates back in the past, man.
It's the kind of thing I do. I tell you I'll be there, and then you wonder what happened.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Listen, man, we speak the truth at the Ringside Report Network. That means that we're going to be at Orange Julep tonight.
To the people that watch the show, not to you. You I lie to all the time. Everybody else is, you know. Got to lie to you.
Why, dude? The whole show last week was about love, remember?
No.
Listen, I just realized who got replaced. It was actually the next fight with Charles Jourdain, Julian Arosa. Actually, he was he replaces Lauren Murphy, who ran into visa issues. So you were right about that, Dave.
I know.
On real short notice.
Always. Yeah, Arosa coming in to fight Jourdain. Jourdain is a slightly heavier favorite than Barrios here. Jourdain minus 193, Arosa plus 154. I'm more confident.
I'm more confident in Jourdain.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think he probably wins. I think he probably wins this fight. Maybe a TKO, maybe a decision. I think Jourdain pulls off the victory here. I'd put him in my parlay. I'd put Jourdain in my parlay here against Arosa for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, and going back to like 4th of July fireworks, if there's one thing that Jourdain does, he brings entertainment. There's no doubt about it. It's always exciting, and I'm sure it's going to be like that as well. Like looking at a lot of the odds makers, man, a lot of them have him going for the knockout like in the second or third round. So we'll see what happens. And I can see that happening because his last fight, Arosa, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, he got knocked up by Sungwoo Choi in 97 seconds in round one. So you know that, you know, maybe he has that glass jaw. 97 seconds into the first round getting knocked up by Woo Choi, I think Jourdain has probably a stronger punch. So we'll see what happens, but I'm looking at the same thing as a knockout happening in this fight. And Charles El Jourdain is going to be like, you know, be cornered by my coach. I can say that, Fabio Holanda.
Oh, there you
and,
go.
And hopefully they can send us another message, because the last time they were out, they sent us a good message on Ringside Report.
I saw Charles on some clip online today, and I was like, a little disappointed in him. A little disappointed. That's all.
Well, what happened?
It's just disappointed.
And what's? Oh, you're talking about. I know what you're saying.
What?
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
What?
Freddie's gonna be like really proud of Charles, and you're gonna be like completely like, I know. Well, you know what, dude? It's
No, yeah, I don't know. No, nothing about that. Nothing about that. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see anything about that. No, not about that. I saw that he.
Because he's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, is he? Is he really?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Is he really? Guys, man, careful what you say here, AJ.
Yeah, you don't know about that.
He is.
I have no clue.
All right. AJ's, you know, that's AJ's thoughts. I don't know if that's true or not. Well, whatever. It was something else, and I was a little disappointed.
Sure. I love that.
He said something. He was talking to some media guy, and he was saying, like, you're the only guy that I follow, all the other people. He's like, I don't follow anybody else. And he was kind of putting over one media guy, and I was like, yeah, this guy? And, a little disappointing.
You didn't feel love. That's what you're saying.
We've had him on the show,
yeah,
and he was...
And he loves our show, man. And you know
what? I don't know if he does. I don't know if he does.
Yeah, he
I don't
does.
Know. I don't think yeah, he does. Does. He doesn't follow
course,
us on Twitter, I don't think.
Well, I don't think most guys.
What, he's not on your parlay
no
more,
Dave? On Twitter.
I don't think so. Maybe. Like, maybe listen, it is. I don't know.
He was never on my parlay, so.
I was a little disappointed. He was never my friend.
No.
He was never my friend.
What are you talking about? He follows us on Twitter. He's made comments on Twitter. He's thanked us publicly. He's.
Charles Jourdain and Randy Couture were never my friends.
Media.
Never my friends.
Randy Couture is one of the best, man. What are you talking about?
Randy Couture was never my friend.
Wow.
AJ doesn't get the reference.
AJ doesn't get it. That's okay. Other fights on this card. Khalil Roundtree taking on Modestas Bukauskas. I'm going to go with Khalil Roundtree based off the fact that I can always bet against Modestas Bukauskas. because every time I see him, I think, what the fuck, man? I remember once being into him. I liked him. I was like, this guy's pretty good. He's got a cool name. Modestas Bukauskas! But then he lost really bad
to
Jimmy Crute.
Should be a DJ in a rave.
Yeah, and then he lost his last fight to Oleg Chikchuk. Now he's fighting Khalil Roundtree, and I think he probably loses to Khalil Roundtree, who is 8-5. Doesn't have the best record in the UFC, but I think he's going to wind up pulling off the victory over Modestas Bukauskas, and that is an underdog pick that I have for you right there. I got Khalil Roundtree, plus 130, the underdog, to beat Bukauskas. Okay?
You know what, Dave? I'm going to tell you. You're
I think both guys aren't that good.
Modestas. I agree.
Yeah.
I think Modestas is less good. How about that?
Yeah, the only thing with the Khalil...
He's
that,
more
that,
not
that
good, Fred.
Freddie, the only thing that I give it to Khalil is that since 2019, he moved to Thailand. He started training with like Tiger Muay Thai and some other teams down there. So his kicking has gotten so much better, and his game, his conditioning has gotten so much better. That's the only reason why I'm giving him this edge on this. I'm really going to go look. I don't think it's going to go to a decision. I think this is going to open up, and I think Khalil is going to probably knock him out. And the thing with Modestas is, you're right, Dave. You got me on the bandwagon to go with Modestas. And every time I went with Modestas, we lost. We're like, damn, no more Modestas. But I don't think he's going to be able to pull it off. We could be totally wrong, but I just think the edge of Khalil going to Thailand and training, you know, makes me think that his game will be a lot better.
Cool.
Listen, he beat Eric, our buddy Eric Anders in the last fight.
That's what I'm saying.
That was by unanimous decision.
Khalil time. Forget about Khabib time. It's Khalil time. What else is on this card?
Hey,
not much.
Well, we've
Derek Brunson, Darren Till. We should talk about that. It's the main event.
What about
Aspinall? Is a good heavyweight, but
Aspinall, man.
Is.
I think he beats Spivak. That's a good fight, though. Spivak is no joke.
Spivak, you see, I would have said Spivak.
Doesn't matter what his name is. I think it's Spivak. Sergey and Aspinall, that's a good fight. That's a good co-main event at heavyweight. It doesn't have the marquee value of a Gustafsson, but it's kind of fun. Aspinall minus 250, the favorite. I'd probably throw him on my parlay. I also like Derek Brunson in the main event, guys.
Oh, I was going to say.
What? What are you going to say about Spivak?
I was going to say that Spivak beat Olenek at one point. So, like, if you don't remember that fight.
No,
so,
he's good. I know. Spivak is good.
He's good, man. He's no joke. But Aspinall, man, he's something too. So this is a tough fight to call. But if I had to put on a parlay, I would probably put Aspinall to win this just because of his striking. And these are the type of fights that go to knockout. So if I'm going to go with a parlay, I'm going to go with Aspinall again with another KO. This fight is ending with someone going to the canvas.
Main event is Derek Brunson versus Darren Till.
Knockouts.
What?
I was just going to say, eight knockouts.
Oh, you're killing me tonight. Darren Till has lost three of his last four.
Darren
in the
Till's
UFC.
Overrated.
Oh.
What?
I mean, he did lose to
seven.
Robert Whittaker, but then he got knocked out by Jorge Masvidal in 2019, and that was a weird one. And that kind of started Masvidal's like ascension to the top. But let's really examine who Masvidal beat after the Darren Till fight and what Masvidal actually did. He knocked out Ben Askren, who was, you know, I mean, Jake Paul knocked out Ben Askren, so how impressive is that? He knocked out Nate Diaz with cuts. I mean, that was all right. And then he got smoked by Kamaru Usman, who's like the best welterweight ever. So, I mean, yeah, Masvidal's pretty good, I guess. I don't know, man.
Destroyed Nate Diaz. If Usman smoked him, he smoked Diaz.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He did. He smoked Diaz like the fucking weed that Diaz is smoking right now, currently as we speak, because God bless him. Why wouldn't he be? I would be, too, if I wasn't talking to you right now.
But who has Darren Till
defeated? You won over Gastelum.
Who has Darren Till defeated? Well, that's it. Who did Darren Till ever beat?
Gastelum.
Wonder Boy? Gastelum?
Yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah, those are two nice wins, but... I'm going with Brunson, man.
Jake Paul puts a Wonder Boy into perspective. You know, Jake Paul did to Tyron Woodley on Sunday night what Wonder Boy could not do in nearly an hour's worth of fighting, and that is completely dominate and outstrike Tyron Woodley. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson had two MMA fights with Tyron Woodley. They were mostly stand-up fights, and the first fight was a draw. The second fight, Woodley won. Jake Paul just completely decimated Tyron Woodley on Sunday night. So how good is Wonderboy? I don't know. Is he as good as Jake Paul? Maybe not. I think Jake Paul's the greatest fighter of all time. No, Jake Paul.
He comes to UFC,
he beats everybody. Jake Paul is the man. Don't knock my boy Jake Paul. I'm the number one Jake Paul fan.
I've got a pair of orange shoes now, man.
Good.
I am a Jake Paul fan. Did you watch our Watch Along Freddy?
Oh, you hated Jake Paul before that. Oh, my God. That Watch Along on Sunday was fantastic. Fred, you missed so many great AJ moments because he started off the show very confident that Tyron Woodley was going to win, telling me that I was crazy, that AJ knows, that Dave doesn't know what he's talking about.
Let me guess.
Yeah?
At the end, he was saying that Jake Paul fought another guy that's not a boxer.
Yeah, basically, he was saying all sorts of terrible things about Woodley. Woodley's a bum. He's no good. Well, how can he fight like this? Just pathetic. He was just saying so many terrible things about Woodley. Before the fight, super confident. I'm crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about. Jake Paul has no chance. During the fight, first three rounds, he's like, no, Woodley's winning. And then eventually he just had to accept the fact that Woodley was getting completely dominated. And by the end of the fight, AJ was mad and cursing Woodley like he never picked him and he hated him all along. It was crazy.
What did I say at the end? AJ. I said, you know what? Jake Paul sold me. And in fact, I'm going to buy a t-shirt off him. I'm going to get one of those problem child t-shirts. I've already got my orange shoes. I'm going to just be – my next dress-up is not going to be Khabib. It's not going to be Conor. It's going to be Jake Paul. That's going to be the ratings for Ringside Report. I'm dressing up as Jake Paul, and I'm calling out Connor.
My next dress-up. You're a 50-year-old man.
I just want to give some props to Jake Paul. First of all, I don't think he's that good. I think, he got tired. He kept his hands pretty low. But the thing is Tyron Woodley is not a good boxer, so he couldn't do anything out of it. He did rock him at some point.
Whoa.
I'll still give credit to Jake Paul for this because AJ loves to hate on Jake Paul. But I'll bring up the great Canelo Alvarez.
I'm a fan.
Canelo Alvarez, for his 10th fight, when he was 10-0, he fought a guy that made his boxing debut. Canelo was 20-0, and he was still fighting guys with losing records. So for Jake Paul to beat two MMA guys back-to-back, props to him. Applaud him. He made a bunch of money. From what I read, he also gave $1 million away. Yo, Jake Paul's great, man. I love you, Jake Paul.
He did?
Yes. Send me some money.
No, you know what?
Yes, send me some money, too.
Give some money to the show. No, listen. Freddie, hear me out. If you would have seen the show, on Sunday... The bottom line is that, and I know Angelo's on, and he's probably freaking out that we're giving some kudos to Jake Paul. But the truth is that you got to give him some credit. You got to give him that love because he was able to go eight rounds with Woodley, who does come from a Freddie Roach gym. Man, he trained with Eric Brown. He's been doing boxing for a long time, strictly boxing. He's got the hands to knock out people. He's only been knocked out once. But yet he remained flat. Like Dave said on Sunday's show, is that you can see that there were times when Woodley could have went in and continued the barrage on the attack, especially in the fourth round when he really got Jake Paul, and Jake Paul could have been down on the canvas. But he didn't. He pulled back. The thing is that credit to Jake Paul. He was able to take a heavy right and still come back and throw bombs. Regardless of what people think, Jake Paul is a decent boxer. He's actually been... He works hard. There's no doubt about it. And you can see that. He's got two guys that have combat experience, two guys that were champions at one point. The only thing that he doesn't have is somebody that's his size that has real boxing experience. That when that happens, and if Jake Paul wins, I'm telling you, this kid is going to go, his stock has already gone to the top. And we said it on Sunday. If anybody's going to get called out now, it's going to be Conor. And Jake Paul can do that. And Conor would probably do that. If he's going to do that with Mayweather, he's going to do it with Jake Paul. Because if he does that with Jake Paul, I'm telling you, Like I said from the beginning, when I first saw this guy, he's going to change the face of combat sports, and he's going to get the number one pay-per-view blockbuster of all time, and that'll be Conor versus Jake Paul. Who the hell would have believed that bullshit
like years
ago?
That makes sense, Conor versus Jake Paul.
You know, that'll be the number one pay-per-view
sense.
Of all
They'll
time.
Both
Remember,
make
you heard that on Ringside
money.
Report first. Dude, not only shitload, blockbuster. Dave, let's be honest. That's what I'm trying to say is that's how much this kid's changed the game. And he's only 24 years old, man. Listen, props to him. And you know what? They were talking about, like, Fury that fought in the first fight on that card. Like, you know, I heard some guys saying, oh, he's a decent boxer or whatever. That first fight was shit, man. All the rest of the fights were great. All great. But I think Jake Paul could knock out Fury. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, who cares? Who cares? He's just Tyson Fury's brother. You know, I don't care about any of this stuff. You know, Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor is absolutely ridiculous. Conor McGregor is a guy who seems to have seen his better days inside the octagon, and he is at most 155 pounds as a fighter, maybe 170. But the Conor at 170 is bloated, and he's not really a welterweight. In the UFC, he's a lightweight, and he also fought at 145 pounds. Jake Paul, again, is a 190-pounder, 200-pound guy. He's a cruiserweight in boxing. Let him fight. Now, I just Googled these guys. Well, because he's fighting, like, Woodley, who's, like, 170 and clearly past
his
prime.
Woodley's thick, man. Come on, man.
Come
Woodley's
on,
not a real 170.
What?
Guys in MMA cut
imagine
much more
him
weight
in,
than they do in boxing.
Imagine him in the UFC at 185, though. Come on, man. He gets smashed up. It's different. I'm just saying that
sport.
I want to see, I'd like to see Jake Paul fight a guy like Ilunga Makabu. Or,
yeah, exactly.
Or Lawrence.
How many pay-per-views is that going to sell?
Okoli. I have no idea. I just Googled these guys. This guy, Ilunga Makabu, is the WBC Cruiserweight Champion with a 28-2 record, 25 knockouts.
That's
I'm just
not
saying,
fair, man.
Let's have Jake Paul fight one
you,
of
like,
these guys, Ilunga Makabu.
Why? That's ridiculous. Canelo, for his 10th fight, fought a guy that had no experience, that was making his debut. Canelo, for his first 20 fights, fought like 11 guys that had losing records and two guys that had no record. I mean, that's boxing, man. So props to Jake Paul. I hope he finds another jabroni to beat, just a little bit better than Tyron Woodley. Just keep the progression going up the stairs. I don't know, Anderson Silva.
Okay, but Anderson
Silva. Did I call
Silva's...
Anderson Silva a jabroni?
Yeah, man. That's the thing, Fred. I agree. I think Anderson Silva is the next logical step. The problem is, Anderson Silva is going to beat the brakes off of Tito Ortiz in a boxing match on September 11th, and then he's going to be looking for who's next. And if who's next is Jake Paul better look out, man, because that's not a good fight for Jake Paul, because Anderson Silva is a legitimate 185, 205-pounder. He's big, and unlike Woodley and Ben Askren, Anderson Silva is known for being one of the greatest strikers in the history of MMA. It's a whole different thing fighting Tyron Woodley in a boxing match than fighting Anderson Silva in a boxing match. So you say, oh, yeah, Anderson. I mean, I think he loses to Anderson. Quite frankly, if that's the fight,
probably.
I'm picking Anderson Silva all day. I hope that's the fight. I think that's the fight to make. If he wants to step up in competition, let him step up to Anderson. He's old, but he's very good and his same size.
But for him to get actual recognition and respect and whatnot, he has to fight a boxer. I mean, it's not like he's going to go fight Better Beef or something like that. But you fight a guy like that, and
Better Beef,
chances are he's going to lose, and he's going to lose bad, man. The thing is that he has to fight a boxer.
I can't.
Stop.
No. I can't believe you called Arthur Beterbiev Better Beef. Like his Butterbean or something.
Talking about Butterbean.
No, he's talking about Arthur Beterbiev. Who's a 16-0 world champion boxer? AJ calls him Better Beef.
Better Beef, I said. Or Better Beef, whatever, man.
Butterbean.
He's ranked number one. Like, let me just call him Arthur. That's
but he's at 175. He's still small compared to Jake Paul.
But you know what? That guy at 175.
He's a real boxer still.
Yeah.
Destroy,
he beats up
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Oh, for sure.
Okay, no doubt about it. And that's what I'm trying to say is if you want the respect, fight a guy that's ranked like on the top 10 in boxing in either cruiserweight or whatever, or light heavyweight. I don't care.
No, but
that's
the problem is,
respect.
Fred's
because
right.
Even if you fight,
Fred's right.
Even if you fight
no,
Anderson Silva,
because those
it's
guys,
not the same, man.
Those guys don't, nobody knows who they are. I just named you some world champions that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's the problem.
You're
Jake
right.
Paul has to fight but MMA box, guys because MMA guys are guys
ready
with
for
names.
A champion.
He's not ready for a world champion. And if he doesn't fight a world champion, then why fight a boxer? There's absolutely no point because nobody has the name value to fight Jake Paul. Logan Paul in his, what, second professional fight? He never won a fight, and he fought Mayweather. Like, come on. These guys are only going to fight the cream of the crop, the best of the best, the biggest names in the world. They're not fighting some unknown guy that AJ doesn't even pronounce the name properly.
Doesn't matter,
Better Beef. He's
listen,
not fighting
just,
Better Beef.
Better Beef. Listen, if he's fighting Arthur Better Beef, people know him, and they know him in boxing, and you can market that. That is a fight that everybody would want to come and see, but it's not going to get the pay-per-view sales
exactly.
If he's fighting a Conor that's going to become a number one. I agree with you, but you want legitimacy, he has to fight a boxer.
I think he beats Conor, too.
I don't care
too.
Where he is ranked.
I think he beats Conor in boxing.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I don't know
I'd like
about
to
that
see it, man. They make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Yeah,
it's going to be the number one blockbuster of all time.
All
but
right.
The thing is that he has that opportunity to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? He can get that. I think it would be better for Jake Paul to get Conor now than to get a real boxer who's going to, like, break him down and who knows what will happen. But still, the kid is 24 years old. A lot of talent, man, in a sense, you know.
In a sense.
Look, he's done things that most people haven't done. And he's made more money than all of them put together.
All
Let's
of us
be honest.
Combined, for sure.
So,
but
all those
I
boxers
think,
he's fought.
Yeah,
come on.
I think we're all in agreement, though. Woodley should not get the tattoo and should not get a rematch. Nobody needs to see that shit. I don't care that your coaches tell you you won. I don't care that Floyd Mayweather told you you won. I don't care that one judge said that you won. Tyron, you lost that shit badly. Badly. You had a good fourth round. Every other round was the other guy's round. You had one good round where he kind of bounced off the ropes, but he was overall fine, and he recovered. There's no need to get that man's name tattooed on your body for a rematch. Like, it's just sad, and I wish that he would just stop. Because I don't need to see that again.
I mean,
I think
for
Jake,
a million, I'll do it still. So
yeah, but Jake Paul proved his point.
Yeah, I'd do it for a million.
We proved the point. We know Jake Paul beats Woodley if they fight again. There's no more questions. I barely had questions before the fight. Now we've seen it happen. I don't need to see this happen again.
Judge,
I wish Woodley would give it
one
up.
Judge, listen,
yeah, well, the judge is stupid. So what? Judges
hey,
fuck
man,
up all the time,
don't
man.
Yell at me.
I'm yelling at you because you're bringing up some bullshit. You're bringing up bullshit you don't even believe in. You watch the fight. You watch the fight. And you're the most partisan fucking judge of fighting ever. You were talking up Woodley like he was Muhammad Ali before that boxing match. And usually if you're going so hard on a guy, even if he's losing, obviously, you'll still say he won. But Woodley lost so badly that even AJ has to admit that Woodley lost the fight. Even AJ admits
absolutely.
To it.
And I'm not flip-flopping like Dave does every once in a while. But the thing is this. I
Take it easy,
Dave,
Marshmallow.
And I'm standing by it. But you're right, dude. There's no way that you can look at this fight or last week's fight or in Sunday's fight, I should say, and say that Woodley won. He maybe won one round, maybe two rounds out of that, but not enough to actually win that fight. There's no way. But would I do the rematch? Absolutely. If I was Woodley, I'd do the rematch. I get the fucking tattoo, put it on your ass, and that's it. No one will see it except your wife.
No, but that's not the rule. Jake Paul needs
boyfriend.
It has no. That won't work. It has to be a certain size. Keep up with the shit, AJ. God damn it.
No,
it has to
dude,
be a certain size,
you
and it has to be visible. If he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt, the tattoo has to be visible. Those are the rules that Jake Paul
we'll
set
it,
if
but.
Woodley wants to do the rematch. It can't just be on your
Listen,
ass or whatever.
Listen, if they do that shit in wrestling, like in the years back where if you lose, you shave a head. And
shave a head, but
like
not
that
a tattoo.
Kind of shit. Listen, man, I want to see that. That brings up – listen, man, that's worth money. I want to see if Woodley gets that tattoo, Jake Paul has to honor that fight. That – you got to honor it, because if you don't honor that fight after the guy gets a tattoo, you're going to be a fucking schmo for the rest of your life. No one's going to give you respect, no matter how many times you
Do you
fight
want to
or
see
beat
that
Connor.
Again? You want to see it again?
I want to see it again. If you guys
Why can't we
tattoo,
move on?
I'm curious to see.
Why can't we move on from that fight, though? Move on.
It's like our bagel bet, double or nothing. So if he gets that tattoo, okay, and he loses, give him another tattoo. Or get Jake Paul to say, I love Woodley, you know?
Yeah, I'd like for them to move on. I don't need to see any tattoos. I think that's embarrassing that Woodley has to. Woodley is so desperate for the rematch that he has to tattoo the other man's name on his body. It's kind of pathetic. Shout out to Angelo Contagonis in the chat. Brooklyn Lizard, I see you as well. Who else is in there? Derek McCart. Lauren Cronish. Derek McCart asking me, do you think you could beat Jake Paul? In what, a boxing match? No. Boxing match, no. MMA fight, I'd say probably not. Jiu-jitsu match, you know, maybe, but I don't even know. I don't know.
Listen,
who am I, George St. Pierre?
Well, you could be.
No, I can't be.
I was going to say.
I'm not. You know I'm not.
Well, yeah, if you become part of George's exclusive alien club. Listen, I was going to say, you know what? Jake Paul could probably beat a lot of people. I mean, the guy is training with, like, elite coaches, man. He has an elite training facility. The guy is like us, we got to work or whatever. Like, you know, you have your kids, this and that. The kid is 24 years old, has money out of his wazoo. He's training 7 days a week with top elite coaches. And you know for a fact, you can take a guy who has no wrestling or jiu-jitsu experience, and that kid trains for 7 days straight with all the best coaching, the best trainers, whatever, that guy's going to be a world champion in a year. You know that. And that's the thing with Jake Paul.
No,
he has
I don't
the means
think so.
To be able to exceed where most guys
world
can.
Champion?
Have a lot, I know.
Get the fuck out
well,
of here,
like
world
in
champion.
I've seen it happen. Dude, I've seen it happen. And I'm going to tell you something.
You have to have talent, too. I mean, it's not just.
But Jake Paul has talent. You can see that in the ring. I'm not saying he's like the best flowing boxer. But the guy has like crisp combinations. He can take a punch. He is that good. He's only going to get better.
And a real boxer
but that's a boxing
hunt
style.
His head,
no,
man.
That's not true, Freddie, that's not true, man. That's like, you know, there's forms of different styles of boxing sometimes. Guys
okay,
that drop
cool.
their hands.
All right, I'm not going to sit here and listen to AJ put over Jake Paul. I've had enough. We're moving on. We never gave you picks for Derek Brunson and Darren Till. I'm getting tired of this. At this point, the Orange Julep trip is getting canceled because AJ is just, you know. And Patrick C. Hamilton dropping a super chat saying, no Paul, no more. Thank you, Patrick. We're moving on. I'm done with Jake Paul. I'm sick of talking about him. We did a whole watch along. Fred's going to do his parlay. He's going to give me his picks for the fights. Freddie Garcia giving
super
me
chat. Super chat.
The parlay.
Super chat. Alcha
All right.
And Brunson.
Where are we?
That's my parlay.
That's it?
That's it, Freddie. Come on, man.
Two underdogs, man. Yeah, man.
Brunson and Dolce. Why are you going with Dolce?
Because he's fucking plus 137 against a guy that's 1-3 in the UFC.
Wow. So there's Freddie's parlay going with Derek Brunson over Darren Till and Dolce Lunjambulu over Marc-Andre Barriot. The total on the parlay is plus 493. $20 gets you $118.75.
I might bet that one, man.
Team Fred. That's not bad. That is not bad, Team Fred.
Super chat.
Angelo dropping a super chat saying, I agree with you, Patrick. I mean, you guys could say that you guys don't want Jake Paul all you want and all that stuff, and I understand that. There's a lot of lack of love and respect for Jake Paul. People don't like him. But I'll tell you what, the traffic on the channel was huge for that watch-along. Was massive.
Crazy, man.
One of our most viewed videos, massive. You know, in a very long time. It was a huge success for the channel, the Ringside Report Network. The Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley watch-along was massive. We had tons and tons of viewership. So
that's what he brings,
say what you want about the guy, but he moves the needle. He really does. You talk about Jake Paul. You talk about a Jake Paul fight. You break down a Jake Paul fight. People are going to tune in. I am sick of talking about him. And I'm just, it's not that I'm sick of talking about him. I think we've kind of, we've done it. We've done the Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley talk. We don't want to see Woodley fight Jake Paul again. AJ does for some reason. AJ thinks Jake Paul's a great boxer, even though he'll probably take Tyron Woodley in the rematch because AJ's crazy like that. You know? But I'll tell you guys, like, you know, It was good for the channel. The guy, he moves the needle. People want to hear about him for some reason. I don't get it, but, you know, he's fascinating. He's definitely doing something different. It's not something that we've seen very often in combat sports. Somebody from outside combat sports coming in and having success against real guys in combat sports. Like, when has that ever happened? Kimbo Slice? You know what I mean? Like, it's very rare for something like that to happen. And even Kimbo, like, more
Kimbo
of a
had a lot of experience.
Yeah, well,
Kimbo was
in
fighting
the,
in the
streets.
Of Florida.
In the backyards, yeah, baby! All right, I want to do a parlay.
Real,
all right, AJ, I'm going to do my parlay. Team Dave's parlay is going to be fun. I'm going to go with the kid from Oasis, Patty Pimblett. You see this kid? He looks like he's in Oasis. Look at this guy. Hey, it's Patty Pimblett. Don't look back
Patty.
In anger. I heard you say. That's Patty Pimblett.
Like,
he looks like Oasis.
He looks like the guy from Zoolander.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy from Zoolander.
He's a British guy, and there's a lot of hype around him, so I'm going to take him in my parlay. I'm going with Pimblett, Brunson, Jourdain, and I had somebody else, but I forget. Khalil. Khalil. Got to go against Modestas. Always go against Modestas Bukauskas. Never pick Modestas to win.
Modestas. What happened there, Dave?
I am showing you my parlay. Look, there's Derek Brunson, plus 150. Patty Pimblett, minus 160. Charles Jourdain, minus 193. And Khalil Roundtree to beat Modestas, plus 130. That is $20 parlay, plus 1320. 20 bucks gets you $284.05 with Team Dave this weekend.
Nice,
Team Dave for fight parlay.
Nice, man. Nice.
What you got
but
for
watch
me?
Watch this Modestas fuck us around. That's why I'm staying away from that fight altogether. But for myself, I'm going to go with like our two hometown boys.
Of
I'm going with Marc-André Barrio because I said that was the lock. I'm going with Charles Jourdain for the KO. But then I'm going to go with Paddy as well. That kid has impressed me, man. Started his MMA career at 18 and successful at that as well. So Paddy, I'm going with on that parlay. I'm going to stay away from the Khalil. I'm going to stay away from the Zawada fight. But I'm going to go with the Tom Aspinall because like Freddie says, and did you pick him, Freddie? Tom Aspinall?
No. He had two fights in his parlay. It was Brunson and Dolce.
Okay. So I'm going with Aspinall on that. And of course, I'm going to go with Darren Till. I think Darren Till is going to come out and actually win this fight.
Okay. So
this is a fight
five,
that he can win.
Five fight parlay for AJ D'Alessio here. Let's see if we can get
I always go with five fights.
Set up for you. Yep. And hey, sometimes it works. Most of the times it doesn't. Marc-André Barrio, minus 172. Charles Jourdain, minus 193. Patty Pimblett, minus 160. Aspinall, minus 250, and Darren Till, minus 184. All favorites for AJ's parlay. We'll give you 10 bucks on that one. 20 bucks on that one.
Why
we'll get
bucks?
You 20 bucks.
20
Shut
bucks.
Up, AJ. 20 bucks gets you 169.24. How about it?
That's good one.
AJ's
that's one
parlay.
That could come out.
It is. It is five favorites. Barrio, Jourdain, Pimblett, Aspinall, and Till. That's AJ's parlay. Team AJ.
Listen, man. I want – listen.
AJ, let me ask you something.
2 months ago, I won the five-fight parlay, man. That brought in some good money.
One time you won a five-fight parlay. And
I told Douglas he should have bet on
it. You didn't bet it yourself. You know, last week I gave you a lock of the night, and it came through with Brian Battle coming through. Nice one. How excited are you for certified lover boy, AJ? You all right? What's happening? What's dropping around?
I just lost my little orange julep thing. Okay, don't worry. I'll get it back.
Hey, AJ, do you know what Certified Lover Boy is, and how excited are you for it?
I know Lover Boy, the group. They were great, man, back in the 80s, 90s. Yeah, what about them?
Nice.
I know Lover
Boy,
the
in the band?
Certified Lover Boy is the new Drake
I
album. I think it's dropping I think it's dropping maybe at midnight tonight. New Drake album.
Ooh, Drake?
Yeah,
he's still around, Drake?
Of course.
Come on.
He's big, man. He's
you
still
just
around.
Talking about, like, your... I thought that was like yesterday, man.
You're still listening to Vanilla Ice, man. What's going on? What are you talking about?
Let me reach AJ here. Lover Boy is a great 1989 movie where Patrick Dempsey plays a gigolo where they order pizza with anchovies. The old ladies, they all order pizza with anchovies, which means they want the gigolo, which is Patrick Dempsey. Lover Boy.
Creepy.
That's a date
It's a
night
good
movie,
movie.
Dave.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'll be listening to
Those were the old days.
Certified
Good
Lover
movies.
Boy when it drops later tonight. Okay, I'll be listening for that Drake album. I've been listening to Donda all week, and now I'm waiting for the Certified Lover Boy to come
Hold on a sec.
What?
Will you actually compare the two and say which one is a better album?
The Kanye album or
like,
the Drake
you know
album?
That?
That's what everybody's doing right now on the internet, on my internet, the internet I see. We all have different timelines. You know, Fred's timeline is like, no, we're not going to talk about it. AJ's timeline is like a lot of like, hey, look at this guy doing fake martial arts. That's like all AJ's timeline is. And mine is like hip hop.
Yeah,
mostly.
Pretty much. I'm banned. I don't have a timeline.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Got
you're
my
banned.
Stuff, man.
Well, you got a Facebook timeline.
Yeah.
And I know you're seeing stuff there, Fred. A lot of people banned from Facebook. That have reemerged on your timeline and then disappear again. Like, my timeline is all about Certified Lover Boy and the Ja Rule Fat Joe versus battle that just got set up for September 14th, which I'm pretty hyped about.
Wait, what?
Who you guys think wins that one? Ja Rule versus Fat Joe in the versus battle. It's just like they play their hits against each other and, you know, somebody is crowned a winner. The last versus battle I watched was the Dipset versus the Lox battle, and it was tremendous. The Lox definitely beat the shit out of Dipset. It was like 10-8, 10-7. It was a fucking demolishment. Dipset got destroyed by Jadakiss basically by himself. Fucking fantastic. Ja Rule versus Fat Joe. You know, a lot of people might think Fat Joe, but I'm going to say Ja Rule's going to win this one. Ja Rule comes out with some of those hits. What would I be without you? That shit, fucking tremendous. Tremendous.
Is he from Montreal?
Ja Rule?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude, listen.
Looks
you're talking
like Dwayne,
to me. You're talking Japanese to me. I have
Dwayne.
No idea what you're talking about.
Kind of.
But
I
listen,
can see
send
that
me
a
link.
I know Dwayne.
Send me a link. Send me
hey,
a link,
I'm
and I'll give
you
the
he
true.
He looks like Ja Rule.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
AJ,
man.
You don't know
but
who Ja Rule is?
Wasn't that Jar Jar Binks in like Star Wars?
You seriously don't know who Ja Rule is? Or Fat Joe. You don't know who either of those guys are? You have no
Listen,
idea.
Man, I'm telling
Ja
you that
Rule.
I just started listening to Selena like about 2 weeks ago. Now you're going to tell me about this. Come on, dude.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. No? Come on. I gave you my so baby, me, man. Fucking fantastic. Fred knows. Yeah. Ja Rule, baby!
I mean, I
holla,
don't listen
holla.
To Ja Rule no more, but yeah,
no,
Ja
but...
Rule is a classic, man. I'll give him his props.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that versus
wow.
battle. Ja Rule
I just
versus
saw
Fat Joe.
Amazing,
yeah,
man.
I don't care. I really
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch that shit. I love That's what right up my
forget
alley. That's what I'm into.
NASCAR playoffs this weekend
forget
are starting, bro,
there.
Man. That's what you should watch.
Yeah, we watch
no,
different.
No, no.
See, Fred,
forget
we watch different
shit.
Internet things. I'm telling you. It's like completely different.
Listen. I just saw some exciting news, Dave.
I mean,
just say what I just saw from Patrick. That's real music. Go ahead. Say it. That's awesome. I can relate to that.
ABBA launched a new album today, their first in 40 years.
That's awesome, man.
Denny Hamlin's wife pretty much went on Twitter and accused him of, like, infidelity, which is the big story in NASCAR right now.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, he drives the FedEx car, so people, you know, have erased the Fed, and now he's just driving the X car.
Wow. NASCAR news breaking here on the show. I had no idea there was so much NASCAR controversy. Here I am waiting for the Drake album.
I have lost.
AJ's waiting for the ABBA album, and Fred's paying attention to Denny
well,
Hamlin controversy in NASCAR. We really live different lives. We converge here on the show, but when we're off the show, it's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And you guys think the same about me. What is Dave talking about?
I have no clue. I'm telling you, what you were saying there, I have no clue. I even looked at something that Angelo said, and it's like...
Yeah, Angelo
man,
says
you
you're so lost, AJ.
Here?
You
I
don't
am,
know
man,
who
I
Ja
have
Rule
no
is. I can't believe you don't know who Ja... You don't know Fat Joe?
I know Fat Tony, and let me tell you, don't mess with Fat Tony. But,
Yeah, in The Simpsons?
Send me a link, man. Send me a link.
That's
maybe
a
I can listen
that's
to
a gangster
it.
In The Simpsons, right, Fat Tony?
Well, yeah, Fat Tony. Fat Tony hey. Really exists in real life, too.
Fat
There's
Tony.
A lot of Fat Tonys.
I,
listen,
yeah, I've heard of
I've
many
been
Fat
watching
Tonys.
Cheers.
Listen,
I've been
man,
watching
you made
Cheers,
me listen
and
to
Frasier Crane and Tony Soprano have the same mom, I noticed. I'm just saying.
What?
Really?
Yeah, it's the same actress.
Whoa, and she plays Frasier's mom? That's crazy.
Yeah, in Cheers.
Wow.
I'm surprised you know Frasier, Dave. That I'm shocked.
I know Frasier. I was a kid in the late 90s, bro. I know about Frazier.
Sideshow Bob.
Surprise, man.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob.
I know about Niles. I know about Eddie the Dog. You think I don't know about Frazier? I love Frazier.
Damn, I'm impressed.
It's a great show, man.
I'm impressed.
I love Frazier. It's good shit.
Dr. Crane, man.
Yeah,
he wasn't
yeah.
a real doctor. Hey, listen. Yeah, send me a link on that shit, and I can listen to it, and I can give you my true perspective from a guy who's...
You want me to send you a link to some Ja Rule songs?
Yeah. Listen, you got me the Biggie
AJ,
stuff. Who got
ja
the Biggie
Rule.
After that? It's me.
Ja Rule was out in, like,
YouTube
2000. 2001. Like, that's when Ja Rule was popular, when I was in high school.
But did you hear what I just said, like, about 10 minutes ago? I started listening to Selena about, like, 2 weeks ago. Then I started watching her documentary. I watched all her YouTube videos. I even have a cassette tape of her now. So it's awesome. What more do you want? So send me the link, and I'll give you my true perspective.
Mesmerized.
It's all about the music.
Do baby. With you, baby.
I might just have to listen to it.
And I can't deny. With you, baby.
Baby.
Fantastic. Fantastic songs. Oh, Ja Rule was great. Great, greatest, man. Fucking. 50 Cent ended his career. You remember that shit? 50 yeah. came out and just was like, it's over for you, Ja Rule. It's easy to see when you look at me.
Didn't 50 also like buy all the front row seats at one of Ja Rule's concerts so that it would be empty?
Oh, no. I thought he had guys like, I think he may have done that, but
guys
that was like
there.
Recently.
Yeah.
Didn't he have guys like jump Ja Rule at some point? That was like a whole thing. There was a very serious 50 Cent and Eminem and Dr. Dre and even Busta Rhymes came into it versus Ja Rule and Irv Gotti and Murder, Inc. Ashanti was on the label at the time. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic. That's
hey,
my
talk
shit
talk about
right there.
50 Cent. I saw, like, talk about all the stuff that you talk about, like, all the fake martial arts that I watch. I saw 50 Cent come on, and he almost got into a scrap with some guy that was hassling him for, like, 50 Cent to get, like, his CD or something. It's like this young upcoming artist, and he got, like, 50 Cent is big, man. He can fuck you up. But he handled it pretty well.
50 is
a
dangerous
world star
guy.
Video.
I got a lot of love for 50 Cent. 50 Cent is a real deal. He's a dangerous dude. He's a street guy. He's a real guy. He's a real guy. I like 50. Joe Rogan has COVID,
what?
But he's treated it with ivermectin and a variety of cocktails.
Zinc.
I mean, I'm not zinc and vitamins and whatever else he's got. So Joe Rogan's going to be okay, we think. Weed, probably, CBD, Alpha Brain, whatever the fuck he's doing, TRT, all sorts of things. I'm not surprised Joe Rogan is taking a lot of heat from people for using, I think it's the ivermectin, which is like a, maybe people, you're not supposed to use it. Some people are saying you're not supposed to use it. Other people are saying that it cures COVID. I don't know. But I'm not saying I'm not surprised Joe Rogan is doing it, because any kind of experimental drug, Joe Rogan's going to shoot up into him because he's Joe Rogan. He likes to do that shit. It's fun for him. You know, like he's down to do some drugs. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm not surprised. People are going to get on Joe Rogan for doing that because he promotes something that may be dangerous.
I'm just happy he's okay. Why aren't people
yeah,
happy
exactly.
he's okay?
I'm happy Joe Rogan's okay.
Be happy he's okay.
And Joe Rogan promotes a lot of things that could be dangerous. Joe Rogan promotes martial arts. Joe Rogan promotes hunting in wilderness, DMT, all sorts of drugs that he promotes. You know, for Joe Rogan to promote some sort of fucking COVID cure or whatever the fuck, I mean, why are people taking Joe Rogan's medical advice seriously? He's a comedian that does UFC commentary. I understand he's got a big audience, but goddamn, you got to understand it's Joe Rogan. It's not like some science man. He's Joe Rogan. He does the UFC commentary.
By the way, ivermectin is used on humans also. It's used on
humans
horses,
and horses and yeah, sure, whatever. But can we stop pretending
for many
medical experts though, and we know? And can we stop pretending that any of us had ever heard of ivermectin before, like 3 weeks ago when people on the internet started talking about it? Like, it's all bullshit. Everybody tries to pretend like they know something. Nobody knows anything. We're all just fucking flying by the seat of our pants, and we're hoping for the best. Nobody knows goddamn anything.
You're right, dude.
You know, I'm not here going to tell
say,
you about what to take for COVID or what not to take or what you should do or what you shouldn't do. I don't fucking know. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. And it is what it is. I will tell you about, you know, who to pick for fights, what pro wrestling to watch, shit like that. I know about that. I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know about these things. Okay. I don't care about chemicals. I don't care about drugs. I mean, I care about drugs and chemicals, but only the fun ones that go into me, not anything else. Exactly, Fred. Exactly. And Fred, let me tell you something. I got some edibles in fucking Ontario, and there were 10 milligrams in a pack, and I took them, and I got to say, they packed quite a punch. I was surprised. I was really surprised.
Milligram?
Yeah, I know. You're skeptical, and I was very skeptical too, but I ate them, and I'm telling you, I was like, why? They packed way more punch than they had any right to do. So I'm going to go in some provinces where they have edibles, and I'm going to bring some back for you, Freddie. And you'll have some when I come back from vacation, okay? I'm going to hook Freddie up. Because
bring
that's
me something.
Yeah, I'll bring you. I'm going to bring you an array of things, Fred. I'm going to get you. Don't worry. Your birthday's coming
bring
up,
bring me
baby.
A lobster.
I got you.
Listen. Listen.
What?
You're talking about Joe. Is he okay, man?
Yeah,
Joe,
he's fine.
Drive.
Joe Rogan's fine. Joe Rogan's okay. fine. Don't worry okay, about man. It. And that's it. The show's over. Angelo's the super chat leader
wait,
of the
wait,
night.
Wait.
Angelo's super chat leader of the night. That's
something.
It. It is what it is. It is what it is. Are we going to Orange Julep now or what?
I was
going to
say something. Yeah, man.
Well, the more you talk now,
the
less I'm going to let you talk when I see you later.
No, I was going to say Joe Rogan is one of the best comedians I've ever seen. Live.
All right.
That's
cool. You needed to say that?
I needed to say that just in case the guy goes down or something. At least they can
take
my tribute there.
Are we meeting at Orange Julep? And when are we doing it?
Orange Julep. 20 minutes. Let's go. Put
okay,
on your,
so you can meet us there. You'll see AJ. He's going to be making a whole scene. So I'll meet you in like 20, 30 minutes at Orange Julep, AJ. All right?
Yeah. Freddie, you're coming.
All right.
Nope.
Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel, do all the things. We appreciate you. And this show will be back on the 23rd of September. We'll take a couple weeks off and then be back. I'll be back, though, tomorrow night with Johnny North right after SmackDown. We'll preview AEW All Out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Ringside Report Network.